conversation with God. Good morning, Lord. This is Job. And Lord, I need to talk to you because I'm feeling bewildered. I know it says in your word that you have been with me. Lord, during this trial, I cursed the day I was born. And what I'm going through is painful. So I have this conversation with you this morning as I reminisce about my life. My words, Lord, this morning are, all that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me. Lord, I recall and I recollect and I remember. I'm meditating on days past. I'm meditating on your favor, the prosperity that you gave me. And God, I'm longing for those things that were then that are so different now. I remember my family, my prosperity, when I didn't have to deal with all of these people and these comforters that are coming toward me. I remember the days when I was encouraged by you and inspired by God. I enjoyed my younger days and being in the prime of life. Your comfort was present. And although, Lord, there were dark days sometimes, I could make sense out of life. I wish life was the way it used to be for me. Lord, I understand the Hebrew. I understand when the word of God says, you preserved me. You built a hedge around me, a hedge of thorns. You guarded me. You protected me. You attended toward me. You were aware of me, and you kept watch over me. But God, it seems like that protection is gone now. It seems like that hedge has been broken, and the enemy has entered, and I don't know why. I have no clue why I've lost my children, why I've lost my cattle, my farm, my prosperity, my prestige in the community. Lord, I remember when your candles shined upon my head and when your light came upon me and I was able to walk through darkness. I understand, Lord, that your candle guided me in my doubts, comforted me in my griefs, and bore me up under my burdens and helped me through all of these difficulties. Lord, your light shined upon me, and that light was the guide through the darkness when those moments came upon my life. Lord, I long for your care, and I long for your protection. I know what it says in the Word. I know what it says in the book of Numbers. God, you spoke unto Aaron and to his sons, and you said, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Am I not part of that heritage? Am I not part of that covenant? I am a son of Aaron, and I'm lonely and I'm tired. You said in the Psalms, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You said in the Psalms that the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Thy Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Lord, I want it to be like in the days of my youth when the secret of God was upon me. Lord, are you listening? I want it to be as in the days of my youth when I was young, when the secret of God was upon me. Lord, you gave me the illumination of what the secret of God was in my life. It was that close deliberation that we had. It was that intimacy. It was that consultation. Lord, you found me and you sat down together with me. We communed. We consulted. You established me in my goings in and my goings out. You instructed me. You were my foundation. You were my beginning. This was our fellowship and our friendship between me and you, God. What's happened? Can you tell me?
I have no clue why in just 24 hours I am a desolate man. Why, Lord, am I going through what I'm going through? You said the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. You saw me from a distance. You were my covering. My tabernacle is my dwelling place. It was my home that you visited. We had intimate moments together, conversation. You shined upon me with your light. Lord God, where is that light right now in my life? God, where is that intimate fellowship? Lord, you said in Proverbs that his secret is with the righteous. Do I still have the secret of God upon my tabernacle? Is it still present? Do I still have that? I need assurance. I'm a man. I'm a man of God. I'm a man in the community. But Lord, right now, I feel so insignificant. I feel like I'm isolated. The enemy has ambushed me. Lord, you tell me that you are my secret. You tell me that I'm not forgotten. I remember, Lord, when you were with me. I remember when my children surrounded me. I think, God, and please understand what I'm saying, I think you've forgotten me. I think you don't know my name at this moment. I think of my children. Before this great and severe trial, I loved my kids. We had fellowship together. We ate together. We broke bread together. I raised them. And now, Lord, it seems like you've departed from me. My children are gone. My farm, my prosperity, my prestige has escaped. I remember, Lord, when my family was in place and my fortune was in place. I remember when you were so visible in my life. And now I'm in dire straits because I've lost everything. And on top of it all, I have these friends that are coming at me like vicious vipers. Deplorable people condemning me, pointing to me, inciting me. Telling me that I've done some great sin to deserve what I'm experiencing right now. Where are you? Where is the secret of God right now upon my tabernacle? Lord, I remember the days when I washed my steps with butter and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. I remember, Lord, when you blessed me, not just with gold and silver, but you blessed me, Lord, my steps with butter. And the rock poured out rivers of oil. Lord, I understand what that butter and oil reflected in my life. It was the wealth that you gave to Job. I recall the bounty you gave me, God. But look now. I have comforters. Comforters. People who are supposed to be my friends, my brothers, who are indicting me. Is it because I have no money? Is it because I've lost my influence? Is it because my former state is gone? My children are gone? I'm no longer visible to them? I'm no longer to be able to be a blessing? Because God, when you gave me the butter, when you gave me the rivers of oil, that Lord reflected my wealth, I shared it with other people. I gave to other people. I was a generous person. I was a man of means and my family was numerous. And I blessed many people in my community. Because you made me a man of stature. I was a man of honor. I was a man of respect. When I went out the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and they stood up. Why did the young men hide themselves? Because they knew that this man was a righteous man. And had the anointing of God upon his life. And they knew that I would reveal the sin that they were committing. And they ran from me. But the old men, the aged men, they stood for me. They respected me. They respected my authority. And when I walked upon them, I had the respect and honor in this city. Yes, young men did
flee from me, because they knew I could see right through them. There was fear among them that they would not be found out. Lord, the princes refrained from talking and laid their hand upon their mouth. The nobles held their peace and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When their ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Lord, don't you understand what I'm saying? Even those of great stature held their tongue to listen to the wisdom of this man. Even nobles allowed their tongue to cleave to the roof of their mouth to hear the words of wisdom that you gave me from heaven, because you were the secret of God that came to my tabernacle. Lord, because of you, you gave me passion. And you gave me compassion. Lord, I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. You hear me, Lord? I fed the poor children. I clothed them. I gave them shoes. I helped those that are in need. And when someone was about to slip away on their deathbed, God, I held their hand. Knowing they were going to perish, but letting them know that God loved them and Job loved them and I was here for them. I gave witness of you to them because you gave me passion and you gave me compassion. Lord, I was an minister of justice. You know, Lord, how I hate injustice. You know how I hate when other people take advantage of others. And Lord, you put upon me righteousness, and you clothed me with that righteousness, and my judgment was as a robe and as a diadem. Yes. I fought for you as you gave me the courage and the stamina and the strength to fight the injustices of life. I was eyes to the blind, Lord. And I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor. And the cause which I knew not, I searched out. Lord, if I couldn't find the answer for someone's problem or situation, Lord, I sought you. I prayed to you. I fasted before you. I got down in the dust for you so I could give them an answer from God, from God's heaven, from God's throne room. You made me a blessing to many. And when I didn't know the answer, I searched for it. Because, Lord, I know that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep him unspotted from the world. I took care of the widow woman when no one else was there. I gave them groceries. I made sure their needs were met. I made sure they were taken care of and they were safe and protected. I fought against injustice, God. I broke the jaws of the wicked and I plucked the spoil out of his teeth. I took away the power of the oppressor because you gave me that power and that anointing to come against those that put the people in oppression. I broke the jaws of the wicked and I plucked the spoil out of their teeth. Lord, I had an idea how my life was going to end. Because I said, Lord, as I was living, that I should die in my nest. And I shall multiply my days as the sand. I didn't see this trial coming. This hit me like a ton of bricks. I didn't see all of this being consumed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. I thought tomorrow would be the same as today. In the midst of my wealth, I thought, Lord, that's how my life would end. That my days would be lengthy, that I would continue to bless people and be generous and show them the righteousness of God. I did not see this great trial coming toward me. And I have no understanding of this trial. I have no understanding of why I'm going through this because you haven't communicated to me. But yet you say the secret of God is upon my tabernacle. Where is the consultation? Where is that conversation? I'm not hearing it.
I love you. But I have to say, I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little discouraged and somewhat depressed. Because, Lord, you put me in a position where men gave their ear to me and waited upon me. And they kept their silence at my counsel. I spoke my words to them. And my speech was dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain. And they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. Lord, I laughed with them when they were depressed and in sorrow. I brought them out, knowing that a merry heart does good like medicine. The light of my countenance was cast down upon them. I showed them the glory upon my face that you put there. I gave them hope. I gave them encouragement. I chose out their way and sat as their chief, as a king in the midst of the people when they were discouraged. And I comforted those people that were mourning. I shared your wisdom with others. I encouraged them and made them laugh when they were discouraged. God, you said you were my friend. And I don't quite understand why I'm going through this great trial. I'm reminiscing about my past. You've given me a great life, great children. You've given me great wealth that I have been very careful to share with other people. You've given me great stature and honor in the community. But right now, at this moment of my life, I can't make sense of the severity of this trial. Lord, can you give me the secret of God upon my tabernacle just one more time? To give me the understanding of why I'm going through what I'm going through. What was God to Job? What was God to Job is also what God is to us this morning. You see, we have the secret of God upon our tabernacle. And many of us have experienced great dark moments of our life that even today we reflect on sometimes. Knowing that we look through a glass darkly, we don't have the full understanding of why we've gone through that trial. We have no idea of why the hedge was pulled back from us. And we've had the mourners and the comforters that have come into our life, seemingly asking us, well, what did you do wrong? What was your sin? What was your error that this great trial and tribulation has come upon you? Well, as I reflect on the life of Job, there was no great sin in his life. He was a man of righteousness, a respected man of God, a wealthy man that shared and was generous. So what can I glean from this conversation that Job has had with God? Did God forget you? Has God forgotten me? Has God left me isolated and lonely, ready to be ambushed by the enemy? Or is God still delivering the secret to my tabernacle? John said, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Lord, even though I've gone through severe hardship and painful moments, you are my friend. You have been with me. The secret of God has been with me on the mountaintop, as well as in the deepest valley of my life. Lord, you haven't forsaken me. I know, Lord, Job thought that you forsook him for a moment. And who among us can judge Job? Who among us have ever sat in his seat? Who among us has lost all of our children, all of our goods, all of our material wealth, all of our notoriety in the community? Who among us can even relate to the boils that were upon his body? And for one moment, Joel became nostalgic and began to reminisce about his past and wanted life to go back to the way it was. But at that moment, his life wasn't the way it was. It was in total disarray. You know, there was moments in our life when our life was in total disarray. When we were out in sin, estranged from God, like a tree growing toward the sun, but away from the Son of God. Until God came into our life to put the secret of God upon our tabernacle, to put his mark upon us, to put his love in our heart, to show us his righteousness and that his glory would come upon us. And he said to us, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who can condemn me, God? Who can point a finger at me? Who can judge me? But God Almighty only. Because you took me from the gutter, and you took me from sin, and you pulled me out of the miry clay that my feet could stand upon this earth and proclaim that I have the secret of God in my tabernacle. I have that consultation. I have that intimacy and friendship and fellowship with you. What shall we then say to these things, God? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. I owe no man nothing. I am free from all men. I am free from condemnation. And the only condemnation that I have, God, is not forgiving myself. You see, that's the problem with us sometimes, Lord. We know that you forgive us. We know that the blood of Jesus has put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. But we fall for the trick of the enemy. When that agreement reappears in our life, and he attaches us to the past sin that we have done, knowing it's been forgiven by you, but Lord, in our heart, we still feel shame and condemnation and defeat and guilt. And at that moment, we have forgotten that we have the secret of God upon our tabernacle. So many walk through this earth defeated, because they proclaim out of one side of their mouth they're forgiven by God, but in their heart they go to bed at night remembering, because the devil visits them. Remember what you did. Just like Job's comforters tried to indict Job, you must have done something wrong for this to happen to you. Whatever I have done wrong in the past, God has forgiven. And I am justified by God. I've done nothing to discredit my God. But the Lord is faithful. And I know he will establish me and keep me from evil. Help me to break those agreements. Help me to break the comforters that come into my life, that desire to pull me back into the ash heap and give me spiritual boils that I can only take a rock and try to pick at, but it doesn't go away. Lord, you said, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and that your ears are open to my prayers, and that the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm me if I be a follower of that which is good? There is no indictment in your court. I am free. And Job eventually became free. Oh, he had a conversation with God in the 13th chapter of Job. And he said, in this moment of trial, wherefore hidest thou face and holdest me for thine enemy? God, why do you hide your face from me? And why do you hold me for my enemy? That I am attacked and bewildered. Lord, I remember when I said to you, my friends scorn me, and my eye poureth out tears unto God. How many nights, Lord, did you find me sitting on the floor of the earth, crying tears, begging you to allow this to come to an end? The voices, the horror, the terror that was eating me up and destroying me. Lord, I remember when my eyes poured out so many tears that I could cry no more. Oh God, I want to be like the heart that panteth after the water brooks. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. Lord, my soul thirsteth for thee, for the living God, when I shall come and appear before you. Help me. Help me out of this dilemma. Help me to make sense of my life. And although, Lord, my life may never return to what it was, give me purpose. Give me a cause. Give me a reason to wake up tomorrow and fight. Give me a reason to wake up tomorrow with hope. Give me a reason to wake up tomorrow to think that there's still something in the tank to live for. There's still a reason to put my feet upon the floor. There's still a reason to call out to you. There's still a reason to believe that the secret of God is upon my tabernacle. Oh God, thou art my God, and early will I seek thee. Lord, no matter what comes against me, though you slay me, yet will I yet serve you. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So let me say this to you. I am down. I am discouraged. And I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. And I have no one around me to put their arm around me and comfort me and love me and help me through this greatest darkness of my life. My children are dead. Doesn't anybody understand that? My wealth that I shared with others are gone. I am no longer a blessing to the blind. I'm no longer a blessing to the poor or to the widow woman. I can't give them anything. I no longer can fight against the oppressor because I've lost my dignity and my respect in the community. But I will tell you this, because I have had a relationship with you, and though for a moment your eyes seemingly are hidden from me, and your voice seems like it's not there, I will seek you. I will find you. And I will hold on to you until the very last breath of my life, knowing this, that you are a good God. And you have been good to me. And you have blessed me. And you have shown me your ways. And you have used me in this life to help others. And somehow, through my seeking you and through my love for you, I will await the day when your light shines upon me visibly. I know it's upon me, but I don't see it. I know your voice is speaking, but I don't hear it. And I know that we have consultation, but I don't seem to be present in that conversation. And I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But I do know this. I'm in a little setback right now. I'm in a moment of deliberation. And I'm in a moment, honestly, God, of controversy. Because we're friends. And I can speak that to you. I have controversy with you right now. Because this has been one horrific trial. So, Lord, I'm going to wait for you to speak. I'm going to wait for your light to shine. And I'm going to wait to hear your voice. Because I've heard it before. And though I don't know what tomorrow will bring, I remember this, Lord. You were the secret of God upon my tabernacle when life was good, when my children surrounded me, when I was able to use the wealth that you gave me for the betterment of society. And I believe this, Lord. And though I hang on with a thread, I have to believe that the secret of God is upon my tabernacle in this deepest valley. Lord, your shepherd said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Help me to walk through that darkness. Lord, I've had my moments, and you know it. I had a moment one time, Lord, when I cursed the day I was born. I know that. And I know you will not hold that against me because you know my humanity. And you know above every person in the world the extremity of this trial. I love you. And I pray, God, when you look upon my life, that you see me in the palm of your hand and that you hold me and continue to mold me into that man of God and place that further secret of God that you're trying to communicate to me upon my tabernacle. Because I believe, even though I don't see it and I don't hear it, that the secret of God is on my tabernacle, is in my home, is in my heart, and is in my spirit. So God, I know I've done a lot of talking today, and I know you see my tears and my pain and my suffering. Forgive me sometimes for my conversation and my controversy. Forgive me for the day that I cursed that I was born. Forgive me. I know you will. And you will not hold it against me. And I await when you come as that force that I know and will smite the enemy and take away his fangs and his power and the pointing of his finger. And you will immobilize him. And you will cause me to stand upon this earth in your righteousness one more time to do your work, to do your will, so that I could know once again, vividly and profoundly, that the secret of God is upon my tabernacle. Thank you, God, for listening to me. And I await your reply. Job.